Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Say, baby. Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is out of pocket still. He's actually down in the Twin Cities helping his mother with a health situation. So keep Todd's mom in your prayers, if you would. It's a long list lately, isn't it? Of things we need to. I literally am keeping a list. I've got. A number of people I know well that are battling heart issues, cancer issues. You have the single-handed, diabolical destruction of everything that we care about in the United States of America. And the premise of being respected and feared on the world stage eroding day by day under Joe Biden. So keep America in your prayers, too. It's just unbelievable. Glad to have you along on the program today. Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn, Chris Super Producer Larson here, as well as Daniel answering your calls. Want to find out what is on your mind today on the program. We're going to go back to Ukraine and talk to Bill Dalzell, continuing that conversation yesterday. If you remember, he'd been in Poland trying for 3 days to get into Ukraine. He's now on a train, a humanitarian train that is special to folks going to help, which he's doing. And so he's somewhere in the middle of Ukraine right now, going to call us when he has a good connection. Sat phones don't work when you're in a train because you got to see the sky, Kev. So unless he did like planes, trains, and automobiles and stuck that satellite out the window, it doesn't really work. So he's got to wait for a good cell signal. But he's going to check in today en route to Kyiv. And then also Rob Schmidt at Newsmax will be here to tackle some of the national news. Lots of open phone time for you to tell us what's on your mind, and I'd like to know. Here's how you do that. Simple as a phone call to 701-258-0550. One more time, 701-258-0550. You can also text us, 701-237-1590, or send me an email. Simple as ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Studio@WhatsOnYourMindRadio.com as well, gets to all of us. A question, Kevin. There are reports that within this hour, President Joe Biden will go to the podium and read some things off of the prompter that somebody has typed up that says something like this: we are going to ban Russian oil imports to the United States.
You're kidding, right?
So if you do the math on the numbers, I don't know, you know, it's touched, you know, $130 a barrel recently, but let's just say rough numbers. We're talking about $80 million a day that we write a check to Joe Biden for, okay? So when Democrats started joining the lion's share of Republicans to say this makes no sense whatsoever, let's stop this, the Biden administration evidently finally gave up and is going to announce today that they're going to do that. Now, you know, we could very quickly go back to a half a million barrels a day increase in production right here to replace the Russian oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But all the Biden administration policies disincentivize that. They've removed the federal lands. They have added more regulations, more cost. The ESG movement with the markets says, hold your production. Even if you grow your production, we're going to punish you. which in my mind is really not American. It's not American to say, let's punish domestic yeah. oil production. I don't understand that. And I think this is a great opportunity for us, folks, for a couple of reasons. One, we can prove how quickly we can ramp up production here and replace ounce by ounce everything that comes from Russia, removing, therefore, the idea that somehow this is a supply and demand issue. Oh, we're taking out 500,000 barrels from Russia. No, we're going to add those back in. That, to me, sounds very similar to, you know, the World War II effort, where literally anybody that wasn't deployed to serve this country in World War II was back here making things, doing things that aided the effort, right? What a yep. wonderful opportunity for us to do this again, to do something very patriotic, to say we're going to pull out the stops and we are going to add 500,000 barrels. Now, what else would that do? In addition to showing everybody the value of American energy, when you have more American energy, oil and gas, you name it, guess what? That's called American energy dominance. We had that. Oh, how long ago was that? Who was the president
about a year and a half
that effort to have us tip the balance? Yeah. So we show that again. But guess what? North Dakota wins, too. Because the more oil drilled here, the more money that pours into the coffers of schools, pours into the coffers of roads and bridges, water projects, those are kind of important these days, too, aren't they?
So let me be clear. Or let me just get this straight. He's gonna ban Russian oil, and he is gonna fire up the Bakken. He's planning to do all that.
Well, no, he's not saying that part. He's just cutting off the other part. Now, here's my question of the day.
Great.
I understand, but I think the pressure might be such that domino will fall too. We'll have to see. It'll be up to us. It'll be up to Senators Hoban and Kramer and Congressman Armstrong do. By the way, Democrats are starting to sing this tune town now. I just think it's amazing. God has a sense of humor. That's quite obvious here. God has a sense of humor. He is exposing this craziness brick by brick. Here's my big question today. Do you think the reason the Biden administration tipped the balance to imported sources of oil, bowing at the altar of foreign bad actors, is naive, is incompetence of just not understanding how these markets work, or is it an intentional weapon to destroy American energy so they can prop up their green buddies?
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B. All right, let's see what everybody else does here. Let's go to the phones. Captain Ryan is calling from the great city of Tioga, North Dakota, oil capital, the world home of our KTGO 1090 FM 92.7 right there, booming to the Bakken. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to thank you for coming out to Tioga over the weekend to support us and with the Jim Prather event. That was awesome, really good event that went on. So,
you know, it was a heartwarming event to watch unfold, just to the outpouring of support for Jim Prather and his wife Donna and their contributions to Tioga, and no need to thank us because it was an easy thing to be a part of and be there for, and it was just so fun to see the community pour out. So thanks for your efforts as well, Ryan. I think that's just the best of small-town North Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun, and it was neat. You guys, I think you served most of the spaghetti, didn't you?
They put me to work.
Right back there. And
they put me to work.
Serving right away, yep.
I messed up, though, because we ran out of meatballs. I think I was giving out too many.
But, yeah, that was a really funny event, and I talked to Jim yesterday and let him know, and he's just the most positive guy and can't wait to get back on the radio, so it'll be great.
You know, that's inspiring when you see people. In his case, he's battling congestive heart failure, pancreatic cancer, had his gallbladder removed, now having treatment with chemo, also had COVID in the middle of that, and just continued to be the most cheerful guy ever. It's pretty amazing. It really is. So thanks for being there, Ryan, and thanks for being such an important part of that community. Glad you called today.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Take care. Let's go to Terry and Sterling. What's on your mind, Terry?
Yeah, I'd just like to put out a... I would just like to put out a call to all the senators and all congressman in the United States, all the people in the United States to call all of their senators and all of their congressmen and have every single one of them harass Biden to change his restrictions, to open up the oil in the Bakken, so that and the drilling and so we can be self-sufficient again. Because if he gets enough pressure from all the congressmen, all the Republicans, or all the senators and the congressmen, if all the people in the United States harass their senators and harass their congressmen and just tell them, you need to get Biden on the right track. He's got to open up our oil and get this going right.
Terry, I think the passion we're hearing from you is exactly what is needed. And I wouldn't use the word harass. I would just say talk to them. Tell them what you want. Every single elected person from the township board, the city councils and county commissions, all the way up to the President of the United States, work for the citizens of this great country. So tell them what you want. Tell them what you're out to get. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, I'm Scott Hennon with Kevin Flynn and Super Producer Chris Larson. Taking your calls, questions, and comments today. Find out what's on your mind. Let me know at 800-228-0550. Question of the day, serious question. Is this incompetence from the Biden administration? In other words, are they just a bunch of bungling idiots? Which is hard to argue with, honestly. I mean, but my favorite decision this week was to say Kamala Harris, you're in charge of this conflict with Russia and Ukraine, because the border situation got so much better under her leadership, right? And then the first thing she does after being appointed the point person for the administration on all of the fallout from what Russia is doing by invading a sovereign neighbor, okay? First thing she does...
Is she investigating the root causes, is she?
No. No, you know what she did? She went to Selma to tell us
Alabama.
How we're racist.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
With a photo op in Selma to...
Yep.
You know, play the race card some more. You literally can't make this up. But is it intentional? Is it part of a larger plan? Or is it really, really... I can argue either way. I really could. You know, is it total incompetence? Go to Sam and Williston. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number, by the way, 701-258-0550 to answer that question. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Sam, before I go to you, you reminded me because you're calling from Williston today. I got the neatest email yesterday from Williston. It was a dad who had sounded like kids that were college age, and he said that he was making it his mission to make sure when they were away from home, they were sleeping on MyPillow dream sheets, the Giza dream sheets, comforters, blankets, sleepwear, pillows. All of the kids from this Williston family got from Dad something that made him feel good to buy it. Dads don't usually buy this stuff. I can speak from experience, right, Kev? You know, it's not a dad thing.
No.
We don't go, oh, those sheets, and that's the perfect color. It's just not our thing. This dad did it. You know why? He wanted to reward Mike Lindell. He wanted to thank Mike Lindell. And he said, I use your promo code, Scott, not because I wanted to save money, because I wanted Mike to have more, but because I wanted him to know I listened to you. And that's so vitally important. MyPillow.com, literally 60% off these sheets right now, 50% off a whole host of things, including the blankets and the sleepwear and the slippers. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. So thanks for reminding me of that. Sam, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Scott. Right before you on 1090 AM with Dennis Lindahl, our home state hero, Jim the Flagpole Guy was on, and, you know, he's in D.C., if people don't know. And I guess the police chief in D.C. told those guys one way or another, I don't know, publicly or whatever, that if they drive on the Beltway, they're going to get arrested. If they drive on the Beltway and they have a kid with them, they're going to arrest them and turn the kid over to child services. If they drive on the Beltway with a dog, they're going to arrest them, impound the dog. And if the dog isn't picked up, I think he said within 8 days, they're going to euthanize the dog. So if we're everybody out there listening, Democrat, Libertarian, Republican, whatever you are, folks, the problem isn't us. It's not you and I. It's the people in D.C. And the sooner we all get that figured out, the better off we're going to be.
That is nothing short of earth-shattering. By the way, we're expected to hear from Jim today, too. I know he's on his way in to try and meet with some of the North Dakota delegation to relay these stories firsthand. So, well said, Sam. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks. Others welcome at 258-0550. Get in line today to tell me what's on your mind. Fred and Wayne, go ahead.
Yes, I like hearing about what's happened with Jim down there. I was at the rally, or whatever you want to call it, in Bismarck, with the truckers the other day on Thursday. And I talked to Jim, and I know he's having a lot of problems, but that man is he's a Christian man. He said, I don't know if I want to go all the way to Washington. And I said, Jim, I said, you do what God tells you to do. You know, and somebody who's gone through what he's been going through, he knows how to listen to God. God will show him. So then you know, a little bit later, they were passing out these little deals at the rally there. It was a little, you know, bag with some goodies in it, and there was a little Bible in the bottom of it. And my son got one. He was with me at the rally. And we went to warm up because it was cold. and we warmed up a little bit in our vehicle, and he said, Dad, you know what? He says, I looked at this little Bible in my care package that they gave me, and I opened it up, and guess why I opened it? Dad, you got to hear this. And I said, okay. So he read this verse, one verse, Galatians 5:1. This is where he opened that little tiny Testament Bible. And we're watching the truck start to roll out, and he read this verse to me. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That verse, he opened it up. That's where he went to. We read it as the truckers were driving out. And I saw Jim going down the road, and he's in Washington now there. You know, I guess him and God made the decision to let him go all the way. So, you know, folks, keep praying. God's behind us. He loves us, and he loves this country just like we do. And there's a lot of evil to be straightened out.
Well said. Good advice. Fred, appreciate it very much. Thank you. Let's go to Mike on the road, wants to answer this question of whether it's incompetence or intentional. What's going on with the debates of the Biden administration, whether should we ban Russian imports of oil or should we not? What's going on? Unpack this for me, Mike.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's a combination of the two. And I think the big one is I think it's a lot of it is intentional. And I've sent some stuff over to you guys even last night that kind of unravel some of this. This has all been the World Economic Forum is behind a lot of this. It's pushing the one world order, one world government, one world economic deal. They're trying to decertify the U.S. dollar for the world currency. There's all this stuff that's happening behind the scenes. And then yet we've got a president who, even one of Obama's main people said that he's totally been wrong for 40 years on the world stage as far as working together with other nations. And Trump even said, if Biden gets in, we'll have $7 to $8 a gallon gas under what he wanted to do, and it's proving to be true. And I just want to tell the people that last call where they opened it to Galatians, that is a fantastic thing,
isn't it? Though unbelievable. Texas says love that Galatians verse. And the caller saying it isn't each other as North Dakotans to fight. It's D.C. and woke liberal progressives who are our opponents. Don't forget that. We spend a lot of time with a circular firing squad here with venom coming out of our mouth. It is the woke agenda that is our enemy. More after this.
If you make the switch, you'll find Rob Schmidt. Every weeknight, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax. He gives you the big news without the big spin. Millions are tuning into Newsmax to watch Rob and the team. On cable, on streaming, on their apps, for the really big news. See, Rob every day exposes the fake news. This week, he exposes the real truth about the war in Ukraine and the dangerous role Joe Biden played and why Putin feared Trump but not Biden. Find Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central on Newsmax, and discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch to Newsmax, now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news network. Make the switch. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you want Newsmax. You can download the Newsmax app on your phone. It's free, and you can start watching right now. Make the switch to Newsmax today. Trust me, you'll love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roughly 1.8 million refugees fleeing Ukraine as Russian forces continue their violent and destructive invasion into their neighbor.
Ukrainian President Zelensky describes some of the Russian horror.
No military sense, just terror. They also took hostages in Irpin, Buchi, Hostomel, many other towns and settlements, villages where the invaders managed to occupy temporarily.
President Zelensky on the BBC has called for his country to be provided with military aircraft support and a global boycott of Russian oil to help his country's efforts. Congress gave final approval Monday to legislation making lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is among some 200 bills that have been introduced over the past century that have tried to ban lynching in America. The bill was sent to President Biden and is expected to be signed into law. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Texter says to your question, all of the above, sadly enough. By the way, we love our sheets from Mike Lindell. Another texter says, imagine how many votes truckers would get if they ran for office. There's one guy I met down at the America Fest last December that was a trucker. He was running for Congress. I forget where, but I agree with you. It's like veterans and truckers. You send veterans and truckers to Washington, D.C., everything will get better. Texter says Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the lowest IQ president and VP America has ever had, but most of the issues we're having are intentional via the entire Democratic Party. Texter says it's absolutely intentional. Biden might be totally lost, but the folks who installed and control him, it's absolutely intentional. PetroServe USA brings you What's on Your Mind today. This is the part of the show where I make you hungry to talk about home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish in Harwood. Let me repeat. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish.
Sold.
Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Salisbury Steak or Tacos in Euland. Tater Tot Hot Dish, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue. Sloppy Joe's in 12th and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or chicken tenders with mac and cheese. Oh, my gosh. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Rich in Battle Lake, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
All right, Scott, Kevin. I wonder if someone is getting kickbacks for buying from the bad actors and shutting down U.S. oil, and they just used green for cover. And isn't it states' rights issue to control their own energy resources? And I also think that John Roberts has got a lot of blood on his hands for not hearing the Texas versus Pennsylvania case.
Yeah, well, I tell you, our Supreme Court's hard to unpack, especially John Roberts, isn't he? Unbelievable.
Yep.
Rich, appreciate the comments. Our question, what's on your mind? And we love knowing the answer today. Jeff in Burlington, North Dakota. Let's go way up there to Burlington. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Yeah, somebody just asked a few minutes ago, is it corruption or is it stupidity?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't fix stupid, but corruption can be fixed at the end of a well-coiled rope. Let them swing.
All right. Well, there is such a thing as treason. We don't use the rope anymore. And I'm not sure if treason even exists anymore or there might be some people that would long have been brought up on those charges. But
you know, I read an article yesterday, Scott, and it was basically, it can't be a coincidence that so many things have gone so wrong in so little amount of time, which kind of goes to executing a plan. And a lot of it, when it was just a link I got from a friend, but a lot of it made a lot of sense. I mean, we got a lot of dominoes dropping conveniently right now.
Here's where I always come back on this. I have no doubt that there are agendas at play and an effort for all kinds of reasons. You really just got to peel the onion back a little bit. You got to question everything. You got to follow the money, all of that. I have no doubt there are evil, bad actors attempting brick by brick to utilize people for an agenda that would curdle our blood, okay? No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But I also come back to the fact that we live in the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we have prevailed against so much in our time under that flag that while people may try, people may have designs to do evil, that good will prevail as long as the good people of this country say, not on my watch. Do you know what I mean? So I don't doubt anything of what you're saying, yep. But the answer to that could be throw up your hands and say, oh, you know, we're fighting good versus evil, and evil's going to win. I don't think evil wins. I really don't. I have no doubt evil's trying, but I just think the good people of the United States of America, fighting on so many fronts right now, are the secret weapon in all of this. I really, really do. All right, more of your questions and comments in a moment here. We're going to go to Dana and Judd next, and lines open behind him at 258-0550. But our friend Bill Delzell, who checked in yesterday from Poland trying to make his way to Ukraine, is calling from the train. Where exactly are you at right now, Bill?
Actually, I'm just north of Moskva, about over 90 miles west of Kyiv. Yeah, sure. We were talking yesterday. I thought I was going to miss my train. Well, I did miss it. Wrong platform, real confusing. And finally, I got out of there about 5 hours after the scheduled departure. It's what they call a secret train. That's why I couldn't find it. They're supplying stuff for the war effort. I was helping load stuff up, food, medical supplies. I was loading diapers, which kind of made me a little sad at how many diapers and how many kids are over there. You know, delay after delay, more platforms, and then finally I met this guy, Andrew, right? He's one of these guys that hauls supplies over there. It's my original interpreter, Dimitri, wasn't available. He had he tried to take care of his family and stuff. He was scared to go out. He didn't want to get conscripted into the army. He was asking me what he should do, and I said, "Yeah, I got no opinion, no advice on that. That's got to be 100% your decision, you know." But so Andrew kind of took me under my wing. You know, I helped under his wing. I helped him load up supplies. We hopped on the train. We finally got on here. It's actually been the best part of the trip. I've never slept so well. I never had this good a time on Amtrak, but trying to enjoy my last good day for quite a while. I mean, I think it's going to get a little messy. It's been real quiet, which surprised me. I was able to confirm a couple of stories. Remember they reported on that people, Russian soldiers, were coming door to door begging for lard and moonshine. Apparently, that was true. You know, because they're malnourished. The rations they were issued were rotten, and Ukraine is dry. It's, you know, it's like the Volstead Act was passed. You know, I mean, there's no liquor available here except for moonshine. But and so that was kind of what they were looking at. My hotel's no longer on the map, so I'll be staying with Andrew and his family in Kyiv, which kind of, you know, kind of a blessing in disguise. You know, missing that first train, catching the second one. So at least, and I got people watching my back now. But
in the travels on your way to Kyiv, where you're going to be stationed, have you seen any Any destruction in the route? Have you heard firsthand from anybody that has been on the business end of any of the incursions from Russia into Ukraine?
Yeah, a lot of these people, they evacuated and they're going back. Like a lot of, they're surprising amount, a large amount of women here going back. And they were telling me about that a lot of women, unarmed, when these tanks were approaching, that they came out in front of the tanks and formed a human shield. And the tanks stopped. They didn't want to run, you know, they were going to run them over. But there's quite a few men, you know, mostly men on there. And the train was about one-third capacity when I got on. Now it's over two-thirds. A lot of men jumped on right at the border. So, they're pretty young and strong, so I'm pretty sure they're not out there to hand out cupcakes, you know. But it's been, you know, amazing, right? Amazing people. I had a little problem at the border. Some overzealous border guard, stubbed his passport. He somehow thought I was a terrorist. I thought he said tourist, but no, you're saying terrorist. I'm going, yeah, I am. I'm a farmer out of Ray, North Dakota, population 700. I don't think it's really a hotbed of terrorism, but then finally an older guard came in and handed him a passport, welcome to Ukraine. So that was kind of a little nerve-wracking. You know, it's been definitely been an event tonight, Scott. Yes,
we don't have the best connection, Bill, but I heard enough to get a sense of your travels that are pretty fascinating. And if I heard correctly, you have reports of Russian soldiers going door to door and asking for lard and moonshine. So they're not there to do any harm to the people of Ukraine, but they want to eat and they want to have a little libation, it sounds like, right?
Yes. They picked the wrong country to invade for that, because it's dry. There's no alcohol sales, no bars, no liquor stores. And as soon as the war started, the president cut all that off.
So unbelievable.
It's like prohibition in the U.S. You know, yeah, alcohol was illegal, but plenty of people still drank it, right?
By the way, I think Bill has demonstrated an incredible amount of self-sacrifice just to stand up for the people of Ukraine by leaving the comfort of Ray, North Dakota, and a farm for there. And we're going to get daily updates from him and help any way we can. A couple of efforts are going away Thursday at the Cathedral in Bismarck, Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be a Borsk soup fundraiser. So details on that in the coming days. And also, we have made up, with the help of our friends at Media Shack, Ukraine flag decals that are available at our Fargo studios, which is at 2852 Thunder Road South in Fargo. If you stop by, take a sticker, make a free will donation. We have linked up with Catholic Charities, which we've been told is one of the more effective charities on the ground in Ukraine and feeding people, sheltering people. I got some rave reviews, so we thought that was the way to do the most good, the quickest. Again, stickers to show your support for Ukraine and a free will offering at our studios, 2852 Thunder Road South in Fargo, just off of I-29. Come behind the Flying J truck stop there a bit and you'll find us. And, Bill, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, the people here, people on the train, the Ukrainian folks, they want to thank you and bless you guys out there in North Dakota for, you know, all the what you've done to bring attention to the situation. They feel like they're being ignored by the world. You know? I mean, finally some weapons are coming in and some, so they can bring more fighters in, but the response is slow. You know, I mean, I hope it's not too little too late. You know, it'd be a shame if we let these people fall. This is a black mark on our soul forever.
Not on our watch, that's for sure. Bill, thank you very much. Bill Dalzell, farmer from Ray, North Dakota, just undertaking a humanitarian effort literally from the train right now. An hour or so from Kyiv, we'll continue to get the updates. We're praying for you and the people of Ukraine in this very challenging time, and for those in Russia that are not of the Vladimir Putin ilk, which sounds like is a growing number of folks who want no part of this. Bill Dalzell, thank you very much. God bless. We're praying for you. Dana and Jim, when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Since 1910,
Started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid. All month long at Petroserve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal. We get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Petroserve USA. There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in a body, heat proteins, and we can talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. Discover the Mary difference. It's not true that a university should merely equip students with the skills required for their professional career. What a university should do is actually prepare students for success in their career and in their life, whether they're pursuing a degree for the first time or continuing their education. That's the University of Mary difference. The University of Mary offers a values-based education that is truly affordable and flexible to help you achieve your goals on your time. On campus, online, a hybrid of both, credit for life skills. Discover the Mary difference. umary.edu. Remember, promo code SCOTT, and they'll waive your admission.
they'll waive your application fee for your admission. umary.edu. All right, back to the phones. Dana and Judd, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
Well, crazy times in which we live, but it's cathartic to hear the great folks of the Northern Plains all across North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, weighing in here. And the great pearls of wisdom, by the way, before you tell us your comment, a lot of questions on the Galatians verse that came from the Bible at the rally as folks left Bismarck and Minot and Fargo that Fred called about earlier. It's Galatians 5:1. There you go. I gave it to you. So a lot of wisdom out there. That's why we're doing good, Dana. What's on your mind?
Well, Fred's right. All the people of the world want to do good to each other. And you asked if what they're doing is intentional. Well, it's part of their game for their green energy plan. You know, it's forcing the industry to do what they want rather than pump our oil to take care of ourselves. But I see there must be a lot of calls going in because people are saying it and they're changing things on the news like overnight. But now for the rest of you out there, this is just a challenge for you. If you got a phone with you right now, pick it up, look up your senator or congressman's offices and punch the number. I mean, you've probably never ever done in your life. It takes about 2 minutes. And tell them, start pumping our fuel to bring our prices down, or we'll get someone in there that thinks like we do and just does that for us.
Good advice, Dana. And you know what? This is our moment, folks. This is our moment. This is the worst possible thing that could happen to this environmental extremist, eco-terrorist religion of global warming agenda ever. This is black and white. People are feeling the pain at the pump, and they're seeing elected politicians say no, no, no to American energy, and yes, yes, yes to foreign energy, and this is our moment. Let's seize it. Let's do something about it. Jim in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, you know, do you think Ron DeSantis would put up with what's happening here in North Dakota? Or do you think he'd keep those that pipeline open, keep the wells going, and put it to the Biden administration to make their move? Come on down and shut me down. I think we should put the money that's in the legacy fund, put it towards oil futures, open up the pipeline, get some more people in here working, put people to work. That will be the legacy of North Dakota if we had a governor who had a pair.
So I kind of like what he says. I kind of like what he said. I think DeSantis would say. We're opening them up.
But just practically, how do you do that? What's job one? What's the first thing you do as governor, Jim?
Just get those people back here. Start building that pipeline.
Well, what pipeline are you talking about?
The Keystone.
Yeah, I mean, the Keystone pipeline, demonstrates very well. Yeah, the Keystone XL pipeline is actually not even through North Dakota, and it would carry Canadian tar sand oil to the markets. It makes sense.
Better than Russian, better than Venezuela, better than anybody else he's trying to pick through. And also, just start pumping. I mean, they say the dirty gals are in Russian oil or Venezuelan oil. It takes longer to process. Just keep on pumping.
Well, again, I think the people you need to get on the phone are the people that that lead these oil companies and say, are you patriotic or not? You know, the Continental Resources, the Independence, Oasis Petroleum, a lot of these folks, they're patriotic. They do it in a heartbeat. But the Biden administration, when they say, here's what could happen, and federal lands are not under the control of the governor. They've been taken off the opportunities for our oil companies to drill on. Huge. The regulations. I mean, the governor can't do anything about the cost.
Hey, Scott, I got a question for you. On
the oil companies.
On that point.
But
right
I do think your sentiment's the right thing. And I see here in Breitbart today, Governor Burgum has an op-ed where he said, how is it that Biden will talk to Iran
and Venezuela brought their oil, but not boost domestic production. So I think the pressure's the main thing. Yes, Kev, go ahead.
When we're talking about federal lands, he canceled the leases on federal lands.
Right.
Have we used up? In other words, have we got wells on every piece of private land that we can? And
well,
what is stopping someone like Continental or someone from exercising leases on private land even more? You know what I mean?
Right, I do. But here's the deal. It's a publicly traded company.
Okay.
And the market currently rewards holding production flat. Why? Because of gas capture, because of ESG, because of all the things. If the Biden administration would say, go, and replace this and do it quickly, it'd be a very different thing. But the governor can't change that, is all I'm getting at.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibit. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.